Bear hugs. That's what he gives bears. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
By the way, yes, it's time for a little Fish Talk. My apologies to Sean Kelly, our meat monger. We ran a little bit late today, and Sean didn't make the roster. My apologies. He'll be on first next week. How's that? For those of you Sean lovers who are disappointed, we will give him double time next week.
He said, wish Isabel Mitchell a happy birthday.
All right, Isabel Mitchell, there you go, from Sean Kelly. Happy birthday. That music tells us it's time to do a little Fish Talk here on the program. His name is Gord Peiser. We call him the Doc. He is the award-winning columnist and fishing editor of Outdoor Canada magazine. Of course, we had Patrick Walsh on just a few moments ago, the editor. I guess it'd be his boss, I guess. Good morning, Gordy. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ange. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
Been good.
A challenging week, but, you know, hey, we take things week from week, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's going on up north, my friend?
Well, you know, on the virus front, unfortunately, Thunder Bay got 7 new cases yesterday, and we got our very first confirmed. So they're doing a bunch of testing on the person out of province travel. And, you know, but by the same token, I went fishing on Thursday, went north of Kenora, drove for 1 hour, did not see a single car driving north, and Liam followed me in his truck. And then I had a 20-foot long rope, and I put it behind the back of the quad and pulled him in the sleigh. And I drilled all the holes. Geez, how's that? And we stayed, you know, our distance apart, and we had a great time on the ice. We never saw another person fishing the entire day.
Gordon, I have to ask you. I wasn't going to, but I have to, because I know how cautious you are, and I know how much effort you put into the social distancing and the hunkering down and keeping your distance and all this stuff. What did you think of the message that Premier Ford delivered to Kenora on Wednesday regarding fishing?
Now, I have to be honest. You mean the in terms of province-wide, Ange? Or,
well, he was...
He didn't say anything specific, I don't believe, about Kenora, did he?
No, but he delivered that message on a Kenora station, not on his province-wide delivery that he did the hour earlier. And I found that kind of odd, I suppose. He was interviewed on a Kenora station, a TV station or online station. I'm not sure which it was. And an hour before, you know, we were talking about staying, with the protocol and not to doing anything that was not essential, no non-essential travel and isolation and distancing, like that whole thing. And this was the worst virus in the history of mankind, like all this stuff, which I agree with him 100%, by the way. I'm not arguing with that at all. But then I just found it weird. I don't know. Maybe it's just me that saw this as strange. You know, a couple hours later, an hour later, he's on the Kenora station saying, hey, let's have some fun. Let's go fishing. You know, throw your rod and hook in the water, as he said, and let's have some fun fishing.
You know, I missed that. I'm going to have to go back and find it and take a look at it. You know, one of the things, Ange, and I know there's the, you know, of the big debate discussion going on in Southern Ontario, and the difference, and I've hesitated actually getting involved in that because it would be a little bit hypocritical of me. Yeah. I live in a place where I can go out and not see anyone. I literally, last week, I hopped on the quad. I'm 200 feet from the ice on Lake of the Woods, and I was on the lake 2-3 times in my quad, and I never saw another soul. So for me to get involved and say, you know, people should or shouldn't do things, I'm, as you said at the very beginning, I take it extremely seriously.
Oh, yeah.
And I social distance when I'm out on the ice. I will confess I was really disturbed at one part because I'm out all by myself on Lake of the Woods in a quad, and I looked in the distance, and here came a quad towards me. And I'm wondering now, who in the world could this be? and it was a guy on a quad. He came right up to me, and I made sure he stayed 6 feet apart. He said, "Well, I just flew into Winnipeg. We've been wintering, I guess, down in Florida.
I'm
now self-isolating at my cottage." And I thought, well, if you're self-isolating, and you know what he said to me? "Do you have any minnows I could have?" And I thought, my God, if you're self-isolating at your cottage, what the hell are you doing coming across and talking to me on the ice?
Oh, my God. I would have hijacked it, hightailed it out of there. Holy mackerel.
And, unfortunately, some people just don't get it.
No, they don't. They don't. And we're never going to change that, you know?
No. What really worries me, and I know I was going to talk fishing today, but what really worries me is when I watch what's happening right now in Singapore and Japan, and that's where they hit it the earliest. And they plateaued, and it started going down, and they started reopening things.
Yep.
And now the second surge is hitting. And I saw a doctor on the national last night from Japan, and they're so overwhelming the hospital system that he said it could collapse. That's the second or third biggest economy on Earth.
Wow. And that should be a lesson for us, right?
That's what we should be. We are so fortunate in that we had it later than most other folks. We need to be watching what's happening. And Singapore was the one we were using as an example, and it's surging, and we were using Japan as an example. And so, you know, we should learn. I'm actually truly, truly, by and large, really, really impressed with Canadians. Really, really impressed with what we're doing. And I'll be honest, looking south, I shake my head and I say, bravo, Canada. You guys, we've done a good job.
Yes, so far so good. And let's just keep our, the pedal to the metal, my friend.
Absolutely.
All right, Gordy, I'll cut you loose, buddy. Go enjoy some of that northern fishing that we're envious about.
I will fill you in next week, Ange.
Thanks, buddy. Stay safe and we'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Gord Peiser, The Doc, Outdoor Canada Magazine. Check him out. He's got more stories to tell than we can share in one episode, that's for sure. That or it, Stephen, we made it through.
Yes.
I want to thank everybody for joining us this rather difficult week. But we will get over it all, I'm sure, folks. On behalf of the entire Outdoor Journal team, Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo. Who else? We got Sarah Pollock on the team as well. I'm Angelo Viola. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Keep it safe.